Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin here with Lighthouse Christian Church, and we're so glad that you joined us today on the program. I've got a couple of special guests with me today. I've got my wife, Lisa Radlin, and my daughter, Jenna Radlin. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Happy to be here. Thanks for welcoming us.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here.
So glad to have you guys both here, and you know, we are a topical devotion here on the air, topical Bible study, whatever. We throw out some pretty crazy topics, I think, at times, and I love getting the, you know, generational perspective, the female perspective versus the male perspective, and having, you know, different people to be able to share what they think about different scriptures and things like that. I just think it's really cool that we have a versatile program and we can get all kinds of different angles coming into what it is that we're doing and talking about in the Word of God. So the goal is that you guys out there that are listening would actually be encouraged, that you would actually be growing and becoming who God's called you to be in your life. So let's dive into the program and let's all join in the Word of God together. Awesome. But before we do, let's pray. Father, I just thank you for everybody that's listening out there today. I thank you for Lisa. Thank you for Jenna. And Lord, we just want to speak your words. We want to just release people to be all that they're called to be in their lives. So those who are listening today, Lord, I speak your blessings over their lives. And I pray that as we go into this topic and as we go into this study, that they would be filled with your presence right where they're at today as they're listening, and that they would be strengthened and you'd bring wisdom and power to each and every one of them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So what topic do you have for the table today, ladies? I always let the co-host bring the topic. So what are we talking about?
There are no limits to what God is going to do.
No limits. I love
it. Taking the limits off. Thank you, Lord. He's going to do big things in your life.
You know, the minute you say that, the first thing I think of is the speed limit, you know, and how many people out there have had a speeding ticket. I don't think you've ever had a speeding ticket. Have you, Jenna?
No, I don't think so.
No. Well, we're not going to speak any negative things over you. You'll never
your
get a speeding ticket.
Your dad made up for it,
you know,
Jenna.
I made up for it. Yeah.
He's got enough tickets for me. For the whole family.
Well, you know, back when I was your age, I think the worst speeding ticket that I ever got was 90 in a school zone.
Oh my God.
Okay. That involves jail time,
and,
buddy.
And the officer was so mad, but I was just young, dumb, and just driving a little too fast in a school zone. There weren't any kids around, but the light was already flashing, and he was a little motorcycle cop. They on the CB shows back in the day, they called him an Evel Knievel, you know, and he was running around out there. He had his radar on, and man, did he lay into me. It was something. But, you know, there are, you know, limits in some things in life, but I think what we're really going to talk about today is that with God, you know, all things are possible. There are no limitations if you're operating in his will and being who God's called you to be in your life. There's no limits.
Yeah. It reminded me of, I'm a theater kid, so I like the musical called Wicked, and there's a song called Defying Gravity, and she sings Unlimited, Together We're Unlimited, and I just think of the Lord. It's like, with God, it's unlimited of what we can do with him on our side together.
That's really good.
That's so great. Yeah. So how about, Jenna, you read Luke 5, verses 1 through 10, and we'll talk about a little story.
Okay. Sounds good. So it says, one day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. Because you say so, I will let down the nets. And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people."
So we see in the scripture that Simon was washing his nets and he had already given up, that he was even going to catch anything. But then Jesus was showing him not to give up and that with God, all things are possible.
Right.
So it's really cool because we need to trust in the voice of the Lord instead of quitting.
Sure.
Because that's going to bring you to a better position and bring prosperity your way.
Yeah, if you look in verse 5, you've got, Simon Peter, he is actually saying, "But because you say so, I will let down the nets." And I think that that's the attitude that we kind of have to have with God sometimes, because miracles can't happen if we're just defeated. Because he was defeated. He had fished all night, and he was just basically just... I don't see anything happening, but I'll do it because you're telling me to.
And he's a professional fisherman. He's right. Probably like, "Lord, I've been fishing all night. I think I know a little bit more about fishing than you do.
It's like, there's no fish here.
Who do you think you are?" I'm tired. Like, the last thing I want to do right now is throw a net out again. I'm exhausted. I haven't caught anything. And now you're telling me to do this again. Yeah. All right, Lord, here I go.
Yeah.
It's like, you really think this is going to be the solution? I've been doing this all night, but okay, I'll put it back in, you know?
Yeah, I could only imagine the look on his face as the nets began to tug, pull the boat down. And I love the idea that he was caught off guard, you see, because that's what we're really talking about here. You know, there's no limits with God and what he's going to do in our lives. God's ready to do miracles all around us. He's ready to do, net breaking catches of even people in our lives. God's wanting to use us to reach the world the same way. But we have to get past that idea of like, "Well, I've done this so many times and I know that I'm defeated." And we have to say, "No, I'm not defeated. Our God is bigger than that. He's able to do all things. And I'm able to do all things through Christ who gives me the strength."
Yeah, and I feel like it comes to where you're looking at it. It's like, are you looking at it from the world's perspective, or are you looking at it from God's perspective? It's like,
right,
in the world, are there, the circumstances may not look there. It's like you said, he had been out there all night. He's like, what do you think? I'm just going to go out there and all of a sudden fish are going to come out, but whatever. But he looked through the heavenly eyes. He's like, "All right, you're my heavenly Father. You're telling me to do this, even though I can't see it in my own eyes. I'm going to see it through the eyes of you, Lord," and have that faith that you'll do it. And then
I love that key word. Yeah, faith.
And it's so important to be obedient to the prompting of the Lord, because what God is going to do for you is like a net breaking thing. He can bring such prosperity in your life where you're actually going to need help. Just like when he had to call for people in that verse right there where it said he had to call for other fishermen to come and bring their boats in. That's what we need to do in the body of Christ. We don't need to be in competition with other churches. We need to, let's gather together. We're all in this together to reach the lost and to reach the people for the kingdom of the Lord. So we're not in competition. We're here to reach together and unify, and let's
really
all
good.
Drag our nets together and let's pull these people in to advance the kingdom.
Because technically you had two boats there that were in competition with each other. And now Peter's pulling in the catch and he's calling for the help of the other people. And both boats got filled. And I think we forget sometimes that God's able to fill every church in our county if we'll all sit down, work together, and really allow Jesus to preach and share and live, through us to our communities. God will do something miraculous.
I mean, what other choice did he have? He could either let his boat sink and not have enough room for the fish. He could have just let the other fish just go and die and just forget it. Like, if I can't fit it in my boat, then I'm just going to have to let him go. Or you can ask for other people. And that's the key right there is like, let's unify. We can do more together if we all join together and do what God's got for us to do.
Sure. So let's bring this around for everybody that's listening, so you're out there, you're doing life, and God is prompting you at times. God is saying, "Do you believe that I can do a miracle in your life? Do you believe that I have no limits?" And some of us are like, "No, I don't know that God's able to do that." And they fail in their faith in many ways, but I think if they can just find in, and if you guys can just find Jesus in your situations, and you can go, yeah, I've been doing this, God, I've been doing this, and I'm trying to figure out how to get my bills paid, and it doesn't seem like they're going to get paid. It doesn't. I don't see any possible way for this to happen. You know, then if you will just simply turn to Jesus and hear him say something to you, he may say, you know what, start a little business. Or he may say, you know what, God, I've got you, relax. And if we can do that and trust him, then the faith that I believe will become a catalyst for God to begin to move and do things Amen. For us. But if we just doubt and walk in unbelief, you know, the Bible says, say to a mountain, be removed and cast in the sea. If you do not doubt in your heart, you'll have what you ask. And I think the biggest thing is the enemy's trying to get us to doubt that it's possible. He's trying to get us to doubt and believe that there are limitations on our lives when really we live for God in our life. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and with him, there are no limits. All things are possible to those who believe. So the enemy's going to attack us in our belief. He attacked Peter at the point of his belief. Like, he didn't believe that there were going to be anything out there. But he did say, nevertheless, at your word, Lord. Because so what's it say? He was hearing the voice of God. Are you hearing the voice of God out there today? Are you listening for what God may have as a solution to, you know, your issues, to your problems? Because I, you know, we see it all the time that, you know, like in the Chosen, Peter was in debt. He was trying to pay his taxes. He had all this. He was on the verge of losing his boat. And, you know, he needed that catch. And that catch literally transformed his life and actually catapulted him into ministry with Jesus, because now he was debt free. He was able to pay off everything that he owed to everybody. And then he was able to do work for the Lord. And yeah. I believe that a lot of us, God's trying to get that provision into our life.
Yeah. And I love this verse. It's Matthew 17, 20 through 21. It says, for truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. I feel like Simon, just even though in that statement he said, Master, you've worked hard all night and we haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I'll let down the net. Like, he probably, that statement even is showing he didn't have that much faith, but he had a little bit of faith. Like, all right, I'll trust you a little bit. And that's all God needs. He just needs a little bit of faith from us, and then he can move those mountains in our lives, those debts, whatever it is. It's just, all you need is just a little bit of faith of like, all right, God, even though in my circumstances, in my eyes right now, I can't see this working out for me, but I put my faith and trust in you, and just do something. And all it starts with just believing, just having a little faith, and God can move so many mountains in your life.
That's so good. So great. And I love how in verse 10, he says, don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people. We need to launch out into this world and go get people for the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Because there's a lost and dying world, and many people need to know that there's an answer for their problems. They need, the answer is Jesus. Amen. If they're sick, they need the healer. Who's the healer? Jesus. God wants us to be his hands and feet on this earth to go show his love. People need to see his love and not judgment. Step out and people will feel the tangible presence of the Holy Spirit, and that will bring them emotional healing and physical healing. But the key is, we have to step out. We need to launch out our nets into the world.
Amen. And I feel like once people see in your life, as you start stepping on faith and they see all the blessings that God's going to do in your life, they'll be like, wow, you're a testimony to yourself. It's like, and when you share your testimony of what God's doing in your life, but sometimes people can just see, they're like, hey, what's different about them? It's like everything's working out. And even when things aren't working out, they still are like standing in faith. And
right.
That's an
example.
They
have joy, they have joy in the midst of exactly. hard situations in their life.
Let's remember Mark 16, 17 and 18. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it by no means will hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about reaching out and laying hands on people.
Sure.
God wants to use us, and how are we also going to be used if we don't step out and get out of that boat and start dragging those people in?
Yeah, I mean, I like to go fishing, and a lot of times when I go out there, you know, if you've ever fished with a good fisherman, they know where the fish are, and then they know what bait to use. They know what to put on the end of the, you know, string so that they can put it out there. And I think that's what we need to be like in our pursuit of people in the kingdom of God. You know, we've got to, what are people like? You know, there's people out there, like we do God's Rock, for instance. We have a heavy metal service at the church.
Yeah.
And, you know, what do you think about that?
That's what I love about God's Rock, because our heavy metal service is basically, we're using that type of bait, the heavy metal music that people of that culture like, that kind of music. So they're not normally going to just walk into a regular church service. They're just like, I don't want to hear that music. I want to hear something that really ministers to me and what I like, that type of music. So we welcome people with their tattoos, yeah, with their ripped up clothes, yeah, with their mullet hairdos, whatever style, you know, clothes they like to wear. We welcome them, and we're happy to, they love the music and it ministers to them, and it's just a blessing.
Yeah, I think it's really important that people feel accepted and that people feel comfortable around you. I always call it this: sometimes we have to win a witness with somebody. You know, we have to just take a moment and say, what's it going to take for me to be able to speak into their life? Because the average person's not just like, hey, yeah, sure, come speak into my life. You have to win their respect. You have to win the ability sometimes before you ever share the gospel with somebody. You may have to do some things in their lives to win their respect, so that when you do speak into their lives, they'll actually hear what it is you have to say. And I think that's the biggest problem with the church, mm-hmm, is they've run around out there and they've disrespected people and then tried to speak into their lives, you know, like, oh, you're a sinner, you're going to go to hell. And then, oh, but Jesus loves you, you should really, you know, come in. And they're like, who, go away.
Yeah, you don't clean a fish before you catch it. You have to catch the fish first, then let the Holy Spirit clean it. But if you try and clean the fish before you catch it, how's that going
to
work?
Exactly. Yeah. But I think that's the biggest problem. Now, Jenna, you've done some fishing and stuff. Like, you know, what do you think about all this?
So it's actually funny you say that.
You do a lot of evangelism as well on the streets.
Yeah, so I've done some fishing recently, but I've also done some evangelism. And actually, we went fishing and we had this specific rod, and because we forgot to get the bait. And so we had to catch it with this rod. And it was good, because when I thought about it, like the bait we had been getting wasn't going to be good for the fish that we were trying to catch. So we ended up catching the bait that the fish like, and we ended up catching sharks and all these different things because we got the bait that we knew it was like. So
right.
I feel like that's the same thing with evangelism. It's like, you have to come to people as they are. It's like Jesus died for the person as the way that they were. It's like, he wasn't like, you got to get this way and then I'll love you. He's like, no, I died for them knowing everything they would do. So you got to love people where they're at, you know? And so that's what I've always tried to do. Just love people where they're at, come to them, try to have ministries. Like I said, I have a heart for theater. So I want to do like ministries to my theater people, you know,
improv nights,
ways to get them to come to a church setting and then be like, wow, this is actually fun. Like, and no judgment. I've said this before on the program, but people will start to say like, wow, you say you're a Christian, but you're not judging me and I feel love from you. And it's like, yeah, I'm not supposed to judge you. I'm called to love you.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, and your young adult service is going to be launching soon in the beginning of August. So
we're going to be launching some cool stuff here, some cool young adult groups.
Over here at Lighthouse Church.
So stay tuned in for the new things
that
God is doing. But yeah. I remember when I was a kid, when I was about 7 years old, we used to go to Tennessee in Sylva, North Carolina. And it was really strange because we would use corn niblets. And that's what those fish liked. I think it was like trout or something that we would catch with the corn. But if you tried to take corn around here and try and catch fish, you're probably not going to catch anything.
Right.
You have to go to St. John's River and use minnows or use other things. And that's how you catch fish. So it's just like God will give you creative ways to reach out to people. I think that it's really cool, like even surf groups. Like my son Jason has that surf group that he does that draws people that like surfing, and they do a little Bible study, and it's just like a non-judgment zone
together,
a little fun, like let's just hang out, talk a little bit about the Word of God, and then go surfing.
That's actually Locked In Surf Group, and it's at High Tower Beach every Saturday at 9 a.m. That's in Satellite Beach. If anybody's interested, it's open to the public. You can go and hang out, and Jason will be there, and we do surf lessons, and we just hang out and have a good time.
It could be like a hobby. It could be sports. I mean, we used to do 3-on-3 basketball tournaments.
Yep.
Just find something that someone's interested in and use it as a way for God to use you.
Use something you're passionate about. Like, God instills certain things in your heart and your desires that you have to do. It's like you can use those things to bring God glory, you know? It's like you take what the world would say, no, how can you use that? But seek God about it.
Sure.
Like maybe you have a desire for sewing or start a sewing club. Maybe you could sew for the community, you know, Jesus. Yeah, exactly.
Missions, anything.
Yeah.
Well, our topic is there's no limits to what God is going to do. So I think many times we don't do something because we think, oh, that won't work. And that's what I see in Peter in this moment. Oh, that won't work. A heavy metal church? Nah, that won't work. Oh, Bible study surf group? Nah, that won't work. Just a sewing thing? Nah, that won't work. You know, I think we have to get to a place where we go, no, anything that I decide to do with the Lord in it will work.
Amen.
Exactly.
And that's the key, is that you guys that are listening out there, God is calling you. You have unique talents. You have abilities. You have things that only you can do. And well, and there are other people that do them as well, but it's your thing. And I believe God wants to take your thing and make it our thing. It's you and Him doing it things together and then drawing people to the Lord through that, and then loving them unconditionally, like Jenna was saying, and then beginning to see God move in their lives and see people begin to grow and begin to mature in the kingdom and become all that God has called them to be.
I know. Yeah. Jenna and I like to sing all the time. So we could start singing and then go to a nursing home and sing to the old people that are
sure.
So lonely and they have no one visiting them. And that would bring joy to their life. Just
sure.
Simple things like that. Taking something that you enjoy doing and then bringing it to your community and blessing other people and letting them see the love of the Lord.
Yeah. And I feel like there's, like Dad was saying, he had a business called Limitless Creation. It's like, it's limitless.
Yeah.
Every time you just seek the Lord for what He wants to do in your life, it's just limitless.
Yeah, I mean, what are you able to create with you and God working together in this world that could actually be a place where someone who is totally disconnected from God, totally disconnected, could find a connection point to the kingdom, somewhere they can plug in and actually begin to be charged with the power of God and
we'll ignite them and launch them off to what God has for them.
Because there's so many lonely people. There's so many people that just want a friend, or they want someone something to do. And it could even be clipping coupons. Like, hey, I like to save money. Let's all clip coupons together and hang out and talk, you know, and just a fellowship time like that.
Yeah, I'm going to be running to that group.
Hey,
anyway, but I'm sure there's somebody, but it's not me.
It when you're saving all this money and being able to do other things with the money you save.
Well, I'll wash with the body wash that you get with your coupons, but that's about as far as it's going for me. But hey, guys, we're just trying to be simple and creative and encourage you to do something amazing for the Lord. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
All right, everybody, we're back, and we're just talking today about no limits and how with God all things are possible. So we've got to take every opportunity that we have to try to use the gifts, the talents, the abilities, and everything that we have in our own lives to reach into the lives of others. So I'm going to kick it over to Jenna and Lisa, and they're going to close us out here in the program.
All right, so we have a Bible scripture that I think is really a good way to end this here. It says 1 Peter 4:10-11. Each of you should use whatever gifts you've received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in his various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. And if anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.
That is so awesome, because God wants us to use the gifts and talents that he has given us. I mean, it might just be someone that's very interested in planting a garden. Like if you like flowers and your garden's full of flowers and you might have a neighbor that theirs doesn't, you could be like, hey, would you like me to plant some of these flowers that I have?
And you're planting those seeds in
exactly.
their life.
And you're that's bringing great. Joy to their lives, and you're also showing the love of God, and you could really have an opportunity to minister to someone that way.
Yeah, and I think relating it back to the whole story today about Simon and just having to put his faith in God, really, because in those moments, he probably felt like it was never going to work, yet he trusted in God. I feel like that's how it is in life. You know, just that little step of faith that Peter took, even though he was tired, felt like it wasn't going to work out. He took that little step in faith, like, all right, whatever you say, I'm going to do. That's all it takes. Just a whatever it takes attitude. Just do God, even though it might not look like it's going to work out in these circumstances in my life, I'm going to do whatever it takes. And just by stepping on faith, God can use that and just do so many big things. I mean, all those fish he got, he probably never thought he was even going to get any fish. Yet then, just by stepping on faith, he got something even greater. And that's how I feel like it works with God. Sometimes we feel like, oh, well, I'll step out in faith, I'll probably get something. But when we just put a little bit of faith in God and what he can do in our life, he just fully just takes it and he just goes and launches us off in so many great things.
And be obedient to the voice and the direction that he's calling you, because he has big plans for you. He has boat breaking plans for you.
Amen.
To fill your life with prosperity and to bring increase that you can share with others. It's just so amazing that the things that God can do.
That's so good. So as we end the program, we just want to pray. Father, we just thank you right now that you are just going to use everyone in so many cool ways. You have so many creative ways to use to people to be used by you. And I just thank you, God, you're going to do that. And we just thank you. And we just say that you guys are blessed in Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in to Turn the Light On. We'll see you next time.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.